Psalm 70, a psalm of David, to bring to remembrance. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be turned back because of their shame, who say, Aha, aha. But I am poor and needy. Make haste to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. Okay, Psalm 70, it's a nice short one after the last really long ones that we've been looking at. But it's really along in the same vein. Again, we have the man of God, or the one here in the psalm, praying to God for help. Beginning, make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Jehovah, or O Yahweh. Again, we see here, first the term God is mentioned, and then later the covenant name of God is used. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. And in what shape or what is this deliverance going to look like, and what are we asking to be delivered from? Well, the next two verses, let them be ashamed and confounded who seek my life. So we have here one who's seeking the life of the psalmist. Let them be turned back and confused who desire my hurt. Let them be turned back because of their shame, who say, aha, aha. We see three different things. First, that those are seeking, and it's descending in severity, which is odd in this sort of situation. The first, let them be ashamed and confounded, and that means have their purposes turned back upon themselves, who seek my life. Now, we know from the previous Psalms and from the New Testament that these Psalms speak of Jesus. And again, here, as they're trying to crucify him, which they did succeed, he's asking God to make them ashamed, to let everyone see that they are the evil ones, and be confounded, that which they seek to achieve would not happen. And we know that that did happen. Let them be turned back and confused, then, who desire my hurt. And the same thing here, those who are trying to hurt him, to cause him pain or to cause him damage, would be turned back and confused. And let them be turned back because of their shame, who say, aha, or who mock him. Now we know on that trip to the cross he was mocked, he was hurt, and finally put to death. And this is a good example of how not seeing the deliverance on earth doesn't mean it didn't happen. We know that those who sought to hurt him, even though they did hurt him, were hurt worse. Those who tried to put him to death did put him to death, but their end purposes were not achieved. Now this psalm is interesting because it's looking at three different groups of people or three different people. It starts and finishes with the psalmist looking at himself and looking to God in that context. Then it looks at those who seek to harm him. But then in verse 4, and this is how, again, we know this is a messianic psalm. It looks to those for whom he is hurt. He's being attacked by the wicked ones, but for the purpose of, let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. And let those who love your salvation say continually, let God be magnified. Now, one could write a book. Matter of fact, books have been written on this one verse. Because in this one verse, we have the concept or the idea of the Son of God coming down from heaven. The Son of God emptying himself, being humiliated, being made man, so that God, the Trinity, God the Father, could be magnified. As he suffers, it's for the purpose of not for your salvation. Here's something for everybody to try to get a grip on. We're not saved for ourselves. Jesus didn't come down here to die to save us, end of story. He came down here so that the Father would be magnified. So those who love the salvation of God would praise him and bring him glory. Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. We're not to rejoice and be glad in ourselves. We're not even to rejoice and be glad in our salvation. But we are to rejoice and be glad in the Father. because it's in Him that this plan of salvation was created and worked out through the Son and brought to us by the Spirit. So as He seeks to bring about the will of the Father, and this goes right along with the prayer in the garden, that He seeks to do the will of God, and He seeks to bring praise to the Father, and He seeks to bring people to the Father, but I am poor and needy. Make haste to me, O God, for You are my help and my deliverer. O Jehovah, do not delay. Now Jesus did suffer for us, yes. But more to the point, He suffered for the purposes of the Father, that we would be saved, that we would then become the people of God to bring Him praise. This psalm was written to remind us what Jesus went through, to remind us that the Old Testament saints were looking forward to the same Savior that we look back on. This psalm was written that we would remember as we sing it, that Jesus was ashamed, Jesus was hurt, put to death on our behalf, so that we might rejoice in Him, we might rejoice in the Father, that we would bring Him praise. So as we sing this, let's have a heart for that suffering servant who died for us. But more to the point, let's praise the God who brought about a salvation for us and who worked this out in His wisdom. The covenant God, Jehovah, who's named in the first and the last verse. And to do this, we'll sing version B of Psalm 70.